2020 has seen record wildfires in the western United States. It prompted this listener question as part of our Wisconsin project. Why doesn't Wisconsin see the same large, intense wildfires? In reality, Wisconsin has not been immune from major wildfires. Andrea Anderson has more on the differences and the state's wildfire history.
The western U.S. experienced one of the worst wildfire seasons in 2020. It left thousands of people homeless, including Jerry Vavra of Oregon, who spoke with NPR.
We had no time. We didn't even get any of our valuables or anything. We lost everything. It looked like we were actually in hell, really.
Catherine Cooley is a wildlife prevention specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She was one of 60 state DNR forestry staff who helped fight wildfires in western states in 2020. Cooley says there's no comparison when it comes to fire conditions out west with those in Wisconsin.
In the west, the fuels, the vegetation type, the density of the fuels, the moisture content, weather patterns, topography, and even the fire causes are significantly different than what we see. The vast majority of those fires are caused by lightning events, where they have lightning and then they aren't followed up by rain. You know, typically in Wisconsin, when we have lightning, we see rain. We have a lot of very green, lush vegetation.
While the 2020 wildfire season in the western U.S. has killed dozens of people, destroyed hundreds of structures, and burned millions of acres, Wisconsin had more than 600 wildfires. They were smaller fires that damaged a little more than an acre apiece on average. But that doesn't mean Wisconsin has never had a giant wildfire.
We turn now to the North Woods, where firefighters are still dealing with the last remnants of the largest wildfire Wisconsin has seen in the last three decades. The
fire a lot of it was a little bit unexpected because we had 23 inches of snow 10 days prior to that fire.
Eric Martin is a DNR forest fire suppression specialist. He was an incident commander for the Gurman Road Fire, which burned about 7,500 acres and destroyed 23 homes in Bayfield and Douglas counties in May of 2013. It took firefighters from dozens of departments more than a day to extinguish the fire that was determined to be started unintentionally by a logging company working in the area.
Gurman wasn't exactly the biggest fire that I've ever been on. It wasn't exactly the worst, so to speak, fire, though it was very bad for the folks that it affected.
The deadliest wildfire in Wisconsin and U.S. history was the Peshtigo Fire in October of 1871. 1,200 people, including 800 in Peshtigo, died in the fire that tore through 1.2 million acres of land. Martin says the Peshtigo Fire is still a teaching tool and a reason National Fire Prevention Month is held in October.
We talk about it in terms of historic fire and what could happen. We talk about it in terms of land management and land use. You know, keep in mind, in 1871, they had a historically dry summer that led into their fall fire season.
Cooley says the vast majority of Wisconsin wildfires can be avoided.
98% of our fires are caused by people, therefore they don't have to happen. And the way to prevent those is by knowing what that fire danger is, getting burning permits before you burn a debris pile, checking the landscape around your campfire, if you're operating equipment, whether it be an ATV that might throw some sparks or your chains from your boat trailer as you're heading up to your cabin, you know, anything like that can cause a spark. And if it's dry out and if it's in the right place at the right time, it can cause a wildfire for sure.
The DNR also recommends the safest time to burn debris piles is when the ground is completely snow covered.
That was WPR's Andrea Anderson with a story on wildfires in Wisconsin. WPR's John Davis produced the feature. They answered an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Live segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.